Blog Talk Radio.
All these little young kids ain't got no direction. Shit. These little kids is on everything. Sir, painkiller, cigarette, weed, Hennessy, vodka.
I'm on everything.
Sir, painkiller, cigarette, weed, Hennessy, vodka.
I'm on everything.
Painkiller, cigarette, weed, Hannah, so it don't interest me. I'm on everything. About to slick the liquor like a cat. That's how hot I am. I'm blue.
Painkiller, the ease of pain, though I ain't in pain. No, we ain't the same. We drunk. I'm on everything. Sick when I kick it. Doubt me sobering up. Out. Cash rules everything. Acid tab, hash rooms. I done woke up with a fucking tiger in my bathroom. I am fucking. Menace to society, I feel sorry for your mother. Me and Vicious on shrooms, call us the Mario Brothers. Back down, we never back down. Never laid out, can't put my back down.
Painkiller, cigarette, weed, Hennessy, vodka.
Hold me up when I take them, I need a cane and feel it, I'm on everything.
Sick when I kick it, bark, me sobering up, bark. I crush your brain like a pill crusher, let's crush a pill, yeah. Fuck, I think I just crushed my last Tylenol 3. I grabbed the key, up off the counter to the camp, I left the crib. Man, who done knew that 3 in the morning I still be up? Could barely see up over the steering wheel, crashing with Tortria. On my way to this dealer's trying to re-up, call me Brett Favre, spell it F-A-V-R-E, yup. Other words, I just fucked my RV up. Bitch, it's Donnegan, yeah. Break that Kalana pin in half. But I smoke some chronic in the cab with Donovan McNabb. And I tie my head back, Blonigan, and laugh. I'm the real macaroni, you cheesy bitch. I'm demonic with the crab. There's a devil in my noodle, you angel hair pasta. Flow threaded like some fucking tangled hair. Rasta, Barian, Jamaican, relax. Man, I send a fucking axe. Statue of you insist on a fucking accent. Bad and evil is back with an epidural. Check it, girl, cause after we prop you up, we're propping her up. So baby, come put your feet up in the stirrup. Your boyfriend better find another fucking whore that's necessary. We rap like we're on, sir.
Thank you, cigarette, weed, Hennessy, vodka.
Hockey. How are you, Fawn? How are you, Mike?
I'm doing good, brothers.
Oh, fucking amazing. So, Mike, what's been going on with you?
You know, just same old, working 15 hours a week, 15 hours a day on a roof. You just, you know how it is.
Oh, sounds blessed.
Oh, you know it, bro. You know it.
Trust me, I know.
Hey,
those,
pays the bills.
Those 12-hour days.
It pays the bills.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Anyways, let's get straight into the action here. I don't believe we have any big announcements to say anything yet. As for drops or trades, I don't think nothing really happened.
I thought one, but we'll get to that when we hit the AHL portion.
We'll get to that when it gets to it. There's a lot of stuff. There's some emo on the show that we're going to discuss tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And, but first we'll do the, we'll do the recap and stuff.
Yeah, we'll do the recap for the MAHL first. I forgot to load up the schedule.
Wait, what's this? What's this? I'm not the one that's failing right now? What?
Oh, my God, Fallen.
I just had one click. Anyways, so...
We do Sunday and Monday's game.
I was looking at the March schedule.
And Tuesday.
But looking on here, I don't see no stats in for Monday's games.
I see stats for the AHL. That's about it for Mondays.
Well, I know Blue posted his stats earlier on this chat that we have going on. But I guess one of you guys want to look for those. I can the scores in my series.
Okay, well, let's start off with the whole let's do Sundays, recap Sundays, right? That was Ice Cream Truck going up against Speed Pup.
Oh yeah, we do. You got it?
I was gonna say, go ahead. Yeah, I have it up if you want me to do it. Game one, Ice Cream Truck won 3-2. Game two, B-Pups won 4-2. And in game three, to win the series, B-Pups wins 5-2.
Now, I don't know what to say about this one. I think this is Ice Cream Truck's first series without Hayes. Am I correct?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
So you can definitely tell that they're missing him because they only got 2 points out of the possible six. Big win for East Infections, getting themselves back at the top of the rankings where they were rejected to be. We'll see if they can keep it up all season. Again, great job to B-Pups and his team. I know they've definitely improved a little bit more. I guess they got some practice in.
No, what happened was the trade that happened last week, the whole mullet for NJ Ski. And looking at game two, he was a huge contributor to that one when they won, putting up 4 points, one goal, three assists. So I'm wondering if that was a little boost for their team now, too. That's the reason why they won that series.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh,
I got some info on Mullet when we get to your series. When do you guys play? You guys play?
This is our bye week, so I'm off. So that's what we're going to talk about later on, all right?
That was good.
We have... We even have Jason Blaze calling in from work to discuss that.
Oh, God.
Hey, Mike, what do you have to say about the series?
I didn't really get to see much of it. I was hoping someone would post more stuff about it. But I was with Yeti with the prediction. We were hoping that with that trade that they would put them on top.
Yeah, well, it looks like they're going to bounce back. We have to see if they can win tonight as they take on the Sesame Street Pole Dancers, which is Blue Liner's team. So that'll be an interesting matchup. We'll talk about that more when we go do the predictions. Now, going on to Monday series, I did find Blue's stats, and fucking Jason Blaze had to talk, so I have to go all the way back up and find it again. Stupid asshole. I swear to God, that guy's retarded.
Hey, he's your brother.
Here we go. Blue beats Saint in game one, 2-1. Or no, it's game three. He didn't say nothing about game two, one and two. He said Blue beats Saint 2-1 in game three. Saint won. They had their I guess Blue had his goalie leg out. That's all I really know from that series.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. I just scrolled down and Blue posted everything. So game one was 4-2 Blue. Game 2 is 5-0 Blue, and then Game 3 is 3-2 Saint.
Yeah.
So I had a big difference.
Yeah, well, as I predicted that Blue's team would win this series, and they did. I predicted them to sweep this series, though, but they didn't. But they
I was kind of biased because, you know, Blue's my affiliate, so I have to root for him. I was hoping for him to sweep, but you know what? Two games is better than none.
You don't have to root for him.
Yeah, I do. I got to keep him happy or we're going to start calling up all my players.
Nah, your players are shit, so why would you want to call them up?
That's right. We'll get to that later.
Yeah.
All right. We do got Jason Blaze on the air with us right now.
I was going to say, how's it going, Blaze? Did you bring me my coffee, man?
No,
where's
dude,
my Tim Hortons?
I got chicks actually bringing me Mr. Stuff to work. Like, that's how ballin' it is right now to be Jason Blaze. I just wanted to call in to talk about a Moose member who's a fucking prick, honestly.
Okay, so I guess we're good talking about this now, Yeti.
Yeah, we are.
Elegant Mullet. This guy's a fucking idiot. From what I've heard about this guy, he needs to be banned from the fucking league. Honestly, MBC, if you're listening to this, I don't care what your opinion on the matter is. From my opinion, based upon what I've heard about this fucking tool, needs to be banned from the league because the guy's a fucking douchebag. Rule one strictly states, the guy's going to pull off douchebaggery, he can be banned from the league. So, if his captain was smart, he would just either drop the guy or fucking rule one in his ass because we don't need cancer in the league. We want the league to be great again, and people like this don't deserve to be in a rebuilding of the league. Yeti, I know you have more opinion on this. Go ahead and take it away.
Oh, I just think it's kind of like it's childish to be butthurt over that you were playing with your buddy and then he trades you. Sorry, but that's the nature of the beast in this league, right? It doesn't matter. You got to either perform or you're getting traded. And if you get traded, don't be a fucking bitch. Don't be crying about it. Don't fucking be like, oh, I'm not going to jump in your party. I'm not going to talk to you guys during game time. And I'm not going to practice to get some feel for the team. No, just fucking be there. Show up. Do as your fucking ass. Because I'm pretty sure when you sign up and you click on that little box that says willing to switch clubs for practice or league game, I'm pretty sure that's commitment. And if you don't do that, there should be consequences. And no one is fucking God's gift in this fucking league where they don't go fucking practice. Sorry, you're not Allen Iverson, all right?
No.
Speaking of that, we'll get to that later.
But I
totally agree.
We're
all adults here. I mean, well, at least 75% of us in this site is all adults. I mean, we deal with stupid shit all fucking day, drama all fucking day, bosses that we don't want to work with, but you know what? We suck it the fuck up. We do our job. We don't want to come home and deal with some childish bullshit like this every day. We don't have time for that shit. We want to come home, relax, enjoy some Moose hockey, and that's it. I mean, what is the fucking point?
I would say, I have to say this. None of this would happen if Yambig was on the MEC.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. We need someone that's going to roll with iron fist. I mean, Blue Liner's trying his hardest. Once again, this is not an opinion of the league. It has nothing to do with the league. Moose is strictly just us and our opinions, okay? So if MEC's got an issue, they can come directly to me. I honestly believe Blue's doing a great job there, and some of the MEC members are doing a great job. But, I mean, things have got to change. Things need to be worked on immediately and looked at. I mean, we need to get douchebags like Mullet out of the league. We need to get, you know, fresh blood into the league. I mean, it's so disheartening at the same time with Media Reborn and Top 10s and everything that's going on, the changes to the league. I think it's just growing pains at the moment. The NBC needs to smarten up a little bit, but at the same time, they're going down the right path comes to rebuilding the league. So shout out to the NBC for that. But come man, you guys make me shake my head so many times.
I gotta say, I had Mullet on my team last year, and that's kind of the reason why I didn't draft him this year, because I already know how he was. Last year, I kept him the whole season. I didn't give a shit of how bad my team was, and my team was pretty bad, if you guys can recall. Let me put it like this, though. Mullet asked for a trade, I think it was around week 2, and I didn't feel his request, because I know he wouldn't show up or join parties with any other captain. He would join my parties. I don't know if he's doing it this season, but he would join my parties. And if we lost game 1, he would just leave the party right away and not join back. Yeti, did he do that for you guys, or does he just not show up to at all?
He hasn't even shown up yet to practice or join in our party. Like, even after the trade, you know, I even shot him a party invite to say, yo, welcome to the team, and he didn't even do that. I understand sometimes we have other shit to deal with, but to blow off your now.
Yeah, hello? I mean, we need players that are going to be dedicated to the league. And it's going to dedicate yourself to make the league better. Shout out to all the captains that have volunteered their extra time to plan stats, to run teams, draft, and do everything to make the team successful. We need the players to do their part as well. And that's really all I'm going to say about the subject. But Mullet, go fuck yourself. Jason Blaze is hating on you. And you're prime target number 1 against me. They're fuckface.
I mean, well, at the same time, we can say, the MEC needs to do better. But, I mean, this is the first season of a new moose. I mean, it was an invite league. And the players, players took their time to inviting players. Their friends and stuff like that. I'm sorry, gents. If you know your friend's a douchebag, don't bring him in here. Don't bring him in here. I mean, we want quality players. I mean, not people that are going to be fucking scabs and just fucking if something doesn't go their way, they're going to fucking bail out on everybody. We don't need those type
of
people.
Like I said.
But at the same time, we do need
pains,
people.
Right?
It is. Give it about another 1 or 2 seasons, and it'll look a lot better.
Well, I had Mullet when he first joined the Moose, and I don't know what happened to him for him to change like this, but every time someone would send him a party invite or anything, he'd always be joining the parties and talking, even in game times. He was a big help when he played goalie for us, or for me, in the AHL, because he would actually talk to us, and he would tell us what the other goalie's doing, so we wouldn't have to worry or look to see what they're doing while we're trying to shoot. But he's a good player when he's playing net. I don't think he's good at forward. Like, he can grind the puck in the net, but... And Blaze, go fuck yourself. Is he even here still?
Wait, you told me to go fuck myself?
Yeah.
Well, you mad because you and your Puerto Rican fucking chicks with sticks is getting ass right by Gru?
What do you mean by Gru? Gru's an AHL, bud.
Yeah, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeti, would
Wait,
you like
get
to,
your shit right.
Next
time you go to talk shit, get your shit right, alright?
Okay, no, we were talking about how your team sounds like a bunch of Puerto Rican transvestites. Then we made a joke when Gru won his series that Gru's running away with the chick with sticks trying to fuck the Puerto Rican prostitute.
So if you actually listened to the shows that you were on, Fallen, you would actually know what we're talking about.
Well, I listened to the show last week, or Sundays. I listened to a little bit until I fell asleep.
Typical Fallen. No commitment. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. No commitment from one of your media guys.
Back to the thing about letting people in the league. Who the fuck let you back in the league? How did you get an invite?
How did you get in the league, Fallen?
Yeah, how did you? You know, I'm an Old Moose member, all right? Of course I'm going to get invited back. You know, I got an invite because I was in the league before the whole entire new system.
Yeti, you know how I got in the league. I got your ass on the first date.
Come on, Fallen. You know you miss me.
Hey, is it me or do I hear cum dripping from you guys' mouths?
Please, please. You're soft. And let me spell it out for you. S-A-W-F-T.
You're gay. Let me spell it out for you. G-A-Y.
No. That's not how you spell gay. You spell it F-A-L-L-I-N.
What's that spell? Because I'm pretty sure if you're trying to spell Fallen, there's no I.
Yeah, three L's.
See, there's a fail there. Well, anyway, let's move on to the next series here.
Jesus Christ, please. The next series that we have to recap on Monday was my series with Joe Stowe. And let me pull up the scores for this series.
You got donkey punched, didn't you? Your whole team got donkey punched all over the ice, didn't they?
Don't worry. We lost game 1-3-2. We lost game 2-6-3. And we lost game 3-9-4. Games 1 and 2. I have to say, games 1 and 2, I think my team completely outplayed Joe Stowe's team. We spent more time in their zone than they did in our zone. We had way more shots than they did. Just the only difference was that their shots were freaking lucky-ass goals. And I'm talking about lucky-ass goals that where they shoot the puck would bounce off over his head to go in. They've scored a couple goals like that in those two games. And those obviously ended up being big differences because B-Crips back there, net is just a beast. Without B-Crips, we would have won that series.
You got dunked.
What do you guys have to say?
Ask him how his affiliate did that night.
Well, all I got to say is another prediction of mine came true, but I was going to lean for the sweep, and I actually gave you a little bit of credit, Fallen, and I should have just kept with the sweep. I'm not surprised here. I kind of had the feeling that you guys would not be able to contain the offense up front of Sandy and DeRozier.
Well, we contained them until game 3.
I forget. Did I say sweep?
Well, you agreed with me pretty much on every prediction I said last.
No, you said you're gonna give us. You gave us one, so you did not predict the sweep.
Ah, so close.
Blaze, what do you have to say?
Blaze told me that he thinks his affiliate it sucks, and his team could beat your team any day.
Come back and talk to me when you guys beat us. Oh, wait. You guys would have to make the playoffs.
Oh.
Hey, that's what Blaze said. So he's talking to his own affiliate. So he wishes his own affiliate not to make the playoffs. You hear it here. All right?
Hey, we're going to go to the AHL now.
All right, so what game – I got this right now.
In the AHL, there's only one game entered for stats.
Yeah, I'm actually trying to get a hold of Gru right now, trying to see what happened with his game.
Why don't you just message Blaze?
Why message Blaze? Blaze isn't on that team.
He's on the winning guys.
Oh, I'm looking at the wrong week. I am so sorry.
All right. So we got the Libras taking on the Skating Dead. This is the only series we have stats for as of right now. The Libras, I believe, is Donnywood or Airborne.
The Libras is Donnywood, and Skating Dead is Gru.
Yeah, I know Skating Dead is Gru. I just couldn't remember the Libras. So game one, the Libras took 4-2. Game two, the Bleavers took 3-2, and then Gru's team ended up coming out with 2 points and avoiding the sweep with a 4-2 victory in game 3. Yeti, what do you have to say about the series?
I kind of, this is an upset, actually. I actually expected Gru's team to win this series, hands down. It looks like the Bleebers have done some practicing and they've done some work, and it's shown in this series. And kudos to them for pulling out their first series win, I'm pretty sure.
Is that really their first series win?
No, that's not their first series wins. I believe they had a couple points before. I'm not exactly sure.
No, sorry. It's their second. They had a sweep the week before. Sorry, my bad. But for one of their few series wins, they're not up there high in the standings. I'm pretty sure they're like near. But with that win, that pushed them up there closer to the top.
Well,
yeah. I was kind of surprised about this myself. I mean, I gave Gru the sweep, but I mean, hands down, I gotta give credit to where credit's due. Donnie Woods, good job of making the moves you needed to make to try to get some wins, and it paid off. Congratulations on the series wins.
Yeah, well, again, like you all said, I think we all would have expected, or everyone would have expected, of Gru to win the series, but just because of the overall on paper has the better team. And I don't really know what their record is this season, so I can't really say if they're doing good.
What team?
Gru.
They are first in the, as of right now, they are first in the AHL with 15 games played, 10 wins, 5 losses, 20 points.
All right, so yeah, good job, Donnywood, taking out the top team in the league. It's going to be an interesting season down there in the AHL, I have to say. I think every team is going to contend for a playoffs except for Murray Mike. I think he's going to be down at the very bottom.
I think you should look at the standings again there. Murray Mike
go
right
ahead
now
look
tied
at the,
with
go ahead,
this last,
go ahead and look at the standings and leaderboards.
Just lots of season left. Mike will find a way to choke. Don't worry. We got a
pretty
caller on here. So bring the caller on.
I think it's pretty entertaining how you are tied with the Beavers for third place, yet you have less games played.
Caller, are you on here? Who is this?
It's Jason Blaze again.
Oh, good. We get to hear an update from your series.
Actually, I wanted to comment about Donnywood. The trade that Donnywood made with myself benefited both teams. I gave him some offensive power that would score goals for him, and he took full advantage of it. So shout out to Donnywood for making a great trade with me that benefited both teams. I think it's pretty even right now, and I think he's going to win some games now with the offensive power game.
Yeah, well, we'll have to see how they do in their next series.
For sure.
Moving on to the next series, which is Jason Blaze's series. So I don't know if you want to stay in the air with us.
Yep. That's
but,
my phone back.
So it was Legion, which is a check work orange, taking on the winning guys, Jason Blaze. And you know how these two love each other. All right, Blaze? You guys are like two brothers. Game one, Legion's team took it 4-2. Game two, Jason Blaze's team won 3-2 in overtime. And game three, what was the score? In the chat, you said 5-something.
It was 5-2 for my team.
Why'd you put an X?
2. Fuck that. Anyways, the highlights of the series, game one, I sat myself. I had Meth play Nets, Jets Killer drop. I had Coke, HP McBauer, and Dominaire up front. They didn't play too hot, so what I did was I jungled up the forward line and I played Net myself, so I made my goaltending debut for the season. We were down 2-0 and we came back to win it in overtime. Jets Killer, or I believe it was Jets, had the Yeah, it was Jets Killer had the tying goal with 3 seconds left in the third period, and we ended up winning it in overtime. Game three, we were heavily outshot, maybe 6-7 shots. I stood on my head. My team scored like crazy. H.P. McBauer had a hat trick by the end of the second period. And the offensive line just clicked. Jets Killer played awesome. Highlight of the series would probably be H.P. McBauer stepping in, playing game one and three, and lighting the post, the lamp, I should say. And then game three, you know, 2 goals on 23 shots. You can't bitch on that.
And you were in net for that game three?
Yeah, I was in net game two and three, so I'm perfect 2-0 right now.
Oh, look at you, blowing yourself.
And I look to go 5-0 when we play Airborne tomorrow night, so.
Yeah, we'll recap that soon. I don't know if you, how long you have this down here with us until your boss gets mad at you.
Oh, I'm just chilling in the back. Snapchat and hot babes.
Yeah, right. Anyway,
who wants to bet? Who wants to put money that Blazin's going to get fired by the end of the week?
That's a bet I may be willing to take. Mike, what do you have to say about taking Blazin series?
To be honest, I was hoping Legion would put a little stomping in that mud hole of his, but it, you know, with what everything that's going on, I think I did say Legion was going to win, but I mean, Jason Blaze does have a decent team this year. Jets Killer, he does once in a while gets one past you somehow, and apparently last night's series it kind of helped Jason out last night. So congrats on the series.
Yeah, congrats.
Is that all you have to say?
Well, I dropped by accident, and then I came back on, and I just came in and just caught that last little bit. So I know that
we're talking about Jason Blaze beating Legion 2-1.
Well, I was going to say I knew that Blaze won. Kudos to Blaze.
He's also blowing himself because he played net.
Yeah. I knew that.
I was so hoping Legion would win, so there would have been even more drama in the captain's thread. I so wanted to see it, but it is what it is.
I think Legion's going to have to make some trades here soon because at one point he was near the top of the league, and after this, I'm pretty sure he's going to be second last.
Well,
ooh.
Legion's a fucking fat goat anyways.
Not only is Legion going to have to make a trade, but do you think Saint will screw Legion's team over? Because we all know Saint's having that problem up in the MHL.
I already know stuff about that. Unfortunately, I have to stay out of this conversation because I've been kind of talking to Saint.
What happens in the HL thread stays there.
No, it's not in the thread. Saint's been talking to me personally about some things, and I can't say anything right now. Let's just say that Saint is trying to make me trade Legion a player so he can call that player that Legion would get from me, but I'm not giving that player up, so that's all I can really say.
I know who the player is then.
Who?
Zebra Tango.
That is a negative.
Let me take a shot at this.
Or Young Christian, your only offense you have.
No, I think it's...
To be honest, Young Christian hasn't really been there for most of my games. So, I mean...
I think it's...
Well, I can't do Dangles, I don't think.
No, it is Christian.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say Eagle.
But, I mean, you sit there and say, Christian, my only offense. He's only played 5 games so far out of the season.
That you could – okay, let me re-elaborate what – that you could move to him anyways, because I know you can't do Dangles because he was a call – like, he was a replacement. So that really leaves you with no other options up front to move. You're not going to move yourself, are you? No.
I could. I mean, screw it. Why not?
My brother did it.
I'll move myself to be called up to the for the MHL. Sure, fuck it.
Yeah, you wouldn't last long, bud.
Shit.
And so it's just simple mathematics there. Like, if it wasn't Zebra and it wasn't on someone's defense, obviously it was going to be Young Christian.
Yeah, but that, I mean, I can't really talk more into that because then it'd be kind of like breaking some rules. So that, I'm just going to have to leave it at that until whatever happens happens.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see if anything does happen. So that pretty much does it for the results for the AHL. So
You're missing a game.
Which game?
Yeah, you are.
You're missing Tuesday's game.
Well, we have no stats for that.
Yeah, well, they haven't been submitted. I submitted them. They haven't just been updated yet. I got them right here on my page. It was myself, the Department of Justice, versus the Puppy Monkey Babies, which is Airborne.
Now, this is another emo fucking story.
This night was completely fucked up beyond all repair, a.k.a. FUBAR. First, I have to give a big shout-out to Blue. Blue, thank you for stepping up to the plate for me, man. I greatly appreciate it. Last night, I had a 14-hour workday. I didn't get home till 10 o'clock at night. Blue, Dangles, and Trill, especially being for a rookie, Trill has stepped up a lot to help out with the team. Those three players, they were able to get all my guys together for game one on time to play. And they won 10-2 the first game. Now, this is where the emo starts. There was, after many lag outs, the game was 10-2. Cobra, which that little piece of fucking turd that should be banned with mullet, fucking bailed on his team after game one. He got his ass handed to him, and he fucking bailed and never showed up again. Second person was Airborne's waiver, Green 22 or something like that, whatever his name is, Green X something.
Hey, we know who you're talking about.
He also bailed after the first game. Completely fucking both those guys completely fucking Airborne. And then also the person that he traded for would be Tryhard. Ever since he received Tryhard in the trade, Tryhard has been impossible to contact. He has made no effort to contact Airborne, thus making Airborne completely short. We sat there, we gave Airborne some time to try to come up with some situations to try to get some waivers in or something, and for game two, he couldn't, so we decided, okay, let's just go ahead, run with what he has, which led into game two, which my team won again, 6-3. Major shout out to you, Airborne, if you're listening. I know neither one of us wanted to play with you having two men down. I know you're just basically done for the season because the way things are rolling for you. But, hey, good job of sticking it out, man. I greatly appreciate it. I know it's tough. I know many of us captains has been there before. It's a shitty situation. But rolling into game three, Airborne was able to pull out another waiver. I forget who that waiver was, but if that waiver is listening, thank you for stepping up when you were needed. He only played with a man short. Made it a close game, but we end up winning 4-3 for the final four. Another sweep for my team, which makes it three sweeps in a row with a total of 9 straight games. Again, Airborne, thanks for sticking it out, man. Greatly appreciate it. Kudos to my team for stepping up when I wasn't there, getting a big win in game one. But that's basically how the season went. Now, as far as the waiver pool, the AHL is now completely screwed. We have no waivers, so whatever players we have is what we are stuck with. So if there's any rule ones, we're going to be short that player on our roster. So, what do you think about that, Blaze?
Blaze isn't on the air with us anymore. He had to go.
Oh, he hung up? Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. What do you think about that?
Well, I just think it's just pretty much the same thing that's going on with mullet, but more elaborate and more crazy. And pretty much people fucking straighten up, knock the shit off, all right? We're supposed to be a gentleman's league. We're supposed to be here having fun. We're not supposed to be here being douches, fucking each other over. Just show up,
that was
play
a big John
games.
Fuck over. I mean, right. To be...
And
I
waivers?
Mean,
and waivers? If you're being used and you're for a series, one game, doesn't matter. You're fucking expected to play. If you don't, you're going to get the boot. And you're never going to be welcome back in this fucking league again.
Yeah,
you
no,
know why? Because you don't deserve our fucking time.
No.
Because you know what? You're nothing but a piece of shit, and you should be left on the fucking side of the road.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's completely fucking bullshit. There's no reason for it. I mean, shit like that happens. A blowout game does fucking happen. It happens all the time in our league. It happens in every league.
No, what?
Just because...
There's so many times I got blown out last season. I never had one guy quit on me. I had every guy still play out and still play the entire season. Like, I had guys, like, obviously it's in the NHL, so you have veterans, but I had Mullet on my team who, even though we didn't perform well or we weren't doing anything, I think we won, like, 5 games last year. The guy The guy still showed up. I have respect for him because he still showed up and played. Even though he didn't talk and he... I was obviously doing what he's doing to Yeti's team now. I still respect him because he still showed up and played for me. I can't really be mad at him. I even had Hatchet. I had Hatchet on my team last year. The guy, he stuck it out with me for the whole season. I think I traded everyone else but Hatchet and Mullet. It's just great when you have guys that want to stick out even if your team's getting smoked.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it, like I said, shit like this happens all the fucking time. Just because you lose badly, I mean, in one game doesn't mean that's the series. I mean, you pick up your shit and you try again. I mean, that's what makes this league, that's what's supposed to make this league. I mean, a bunch of friends and stuff like that sticking together and playing the game.
The season's 7 weeks. It's only week 3 in the AHL. There's still lots of games to be played. No one's eliminated from playoff contention yet. If you guys... Also, going back to what you guys were saying about the waivers and how there's no waivers left, we just got to promote the league, get some guys to sign up so we can get more waivers.
Definitely. That's where it falls back on the players.
As we said before, make sure these guys aren't douchebags. Because we don't need that kind of shit in this league anymore. We've dealt with it for the past couple seasons. And it just does not work out. We need guys like, I'm trying to think of some veterans here. For one, I could say Hatchet. But I'm trying to think of guys that like don't play in the league no more. Yeti, Mike, maybe you guys can help me out here.
Man. Boston. Right, I mean, for a while, Boston, he always played. I mean, I've been on his team, I don't know how many times, where it's been blowouts. And that guy, as a captain, could have easily said, screw it, I'm fucking done, and left the league and passed the captaincy to someone else. He stuck it out and always played. All of his players continue playing every single game.
I could say, like, there was Bane. You got like Eric, our former president.
Yeah,
like you, Meet the Assassin. Like, I remember having him on my team twice, and the one time we were doing shitty, and he stuck it out with me from day one all the way to the end. And
hey,
yeah,
how can we forget about these guys, Mr. Hollywood and Giant 918?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Like those guys. I think. I don't know if they had any really, really good seasons, but they loved the league so much that they didn't even play. There's some seasons they didn't even play in the league, but they like committed everything they had, any spare time they had to the league. Like, I remember.
I mean, how many times did we see videos and live TV, live broadcasts that they took the time to do themselves? Out of their own pockets, like they would actually travel to each other's houses and stuff like that. Oh
especially
yeah, definitely
Hollywood. Like, Hollywood, I remember there was a couple seasons there, he didn't even play in the league at all, but he was still doing top tens. He was doing sports center shows. We did roundups every Sunday. Like, these are guys,
I believe,
that,
like,
that's the type of
I
guy.
I believe
in,
like, 2000, was it NHL 13, I believe it was. I was actually going to start try picking up the top tens and stuff like that, and the ESPN the highlight wheels and all that stuff. And Hollywood came to me and said, "Hey, let me help you out. Let me I'll give you all my programs that I use and everything like that. I'll sit here and help you out, show you how, it's done, and then let you take the reins." I'm like, outstanding.
You know what? That's what Hollywood did with me, and I'm just starting. I can't do as much as he did because I'm never gonna be as great. No one's ever gonna be as great as Hollywood and Giant 918.
Oh no! I mean, hell, he even brought up a great like what I was gonna do was like my top players of the week, and he even said, "Hey, why don't you name it to natural disasters, typhoons, natural disasters?" To kind of play it off my name. I would never even fucking thought of that shit. I mean, that takes talent right there to think of shit like that off the bat, you know? And it just shows, like, people like that didn't even hardly ever play, but took the time and energy to do everything they could to help make this site better.
Like,
I mean,
you got to see the animations I had for the top 10 I posted. We'll talk about the second one coming up, but the one I posted last week, those, if you guys think I made them, I didn't. I got that from Hollywood, he gave that to me before he left the Moose. I just kept on to them because it's great. I'm never going to be able to edit something like that.
But it's a shame that a lot of the vets have left. It is what it is. I mean, we all have families. We all have lives. I mean, things happen in our lives, and sometimes playing video games we get tired of. I mean, that's why I'm hearing some of the vets, they just kind of got tired of it. Not tired of the Moose, but just tired of just playing games all day and stuff like that. Or there was just family commitments, which is understandable. But, I mean, I would love to see a lot of those vets come back. I really would. Bring the Moose back to where it was.
That's what I've been saying for the longest time. Bring back the Moose bring back all the members that we had when I first joined. So that was like season 8 or season 9 of the NHL.
Yeah, you were a couple seasons right after me because I joined like season 5 of the Moose.
I joined when there was the first season of the NHL.
Oh yeah, I was right before that.
Obviously, it's not 16 seasons ago because we didn't have an NHL for a couple seasons. But I've been, put it like this, I've been in the league for 4 years, and veterans like us three on the radio right now, we can tell the huge difference than it was.
Oh, yeah.
First joined to now. When we first joined, there would be blowout games, but no one would care. Everyone would still show up to the games. No one would cause drama. You go now, you get blown out one game, this guy's not going to play no more.
All right. It's amazing to see. I mean, from where the Moose started when I first joined it, I think it was the first year when I joined. Like season 5 was still just pretty much rounding up the first year. Going to halfway through the Moose career. I mean, we had our ups and downs, but I mean, I want to say probably up to maybe like 6-7 seasons ago. Was the Moose at its best, hands down? The Moose at its best, maybe 6. That would have been NHL 13, 14.
Yeah, honestly, that was the best time that there was. Even NHL 12.
Oh yeah, I mean, hell, I remember the whole entire the club cool down? Fucking Giant was sticking his head in his freezer to cool down and shit like that. That shit was hilarious. But I mean, you can't fucking write that. You can't just write that shit like that. But then after that, I mean, then we start getting people like what's his name, Justin Bieber, and other douchebags like that coming in and just basically infecting our league. And that's when you start seeing our league starting to go downhill because we kept allowing these douchebags come in, and then people are like, oh, wow, this is what our league's getting to. Well, I don't want to be part of this no more. And that's basically what's now happening. And we are now officially at where we were at before when we first tried to get the Moose going. And it's sad to see how successful this league's been, and now seeing where it's at now, it fucking bothers me. It really does. And it falls back to all the douchebaggery.
Yeah. Well, I think that's enough to talk of what we just talked about. So we can go on to predictions now. We'll go into the NHL. So going on to the NHL for Wednesday and Thursday, the first series that I see for tonight in the NHL is Saint and his shitty Wook Samurais taking on Chicks with Sticks, which is basically me. I'm not going to say nothing about the series, but you guys can go ahead and talk all shit to me as you want.
You fucking suck. You're going to get swept.
All I can say
who
are you playing?
Saint. But all I can say is there will be a roster change for Saint.
Yes, there will be.
I'll say you'll win this series 2-1. Saints going to get one in OT. And yeah, that's all I'm going to give you this week.
With me been talking to Saint, well, actually it's more Saint messaging me, try to make a deal with Legion. And hearing what's been going on and how things might change with his roster, I don't think he's going to be able to get what he wants in time against the series for you. And he's just going to be really screwed over at that point. And with that being said, sadly, you're hearing it here on Moose. Fallen's getting the sweep. I'm giving Fallen the sweep.
My team's looking to bounce back after what happened to us on Monday. We did it last time. Last week we played Donkey Punch, and we came back and we bounced back our next series and took out Cracker Joe and Getty over here. So, yeah, we'll definitely be looking to do the same thing tonight. The second series we got for tonight is the Sesame Street Pole Dancers and the Easton Factions, which is Blue Liner taking on B-Pups. This is going to be a good series, I'm going to have to say, but honestly, I'm going to have to give Blue Liner this one. I'm going to give him a 2-1, and I'm going to say at least one game goes to OT, but it's going to be all low scoring games. I can tell you that much right now.
I'm going to have to agree, 2-1. The only thing I'm going to change is they're not going to go in OT in any of the games. I think it's probably going to be game 3. No, you know what? No, I'm going to say game 2. Game 2 is where B-Pups is going to get his one win, and then Blue Liner is going to come back around on game 3 and smack him again.
I don't know. I can see one game going into overtime. Yeti, what's your input?
I'm sorry. I'm getting blown up here in the chat. what series are we talking about here?
Blue Liner versus B-Pups.
Oh, fuck. Blue Liner stated in this chat that the B-Pups is going to dangle around the poles tonight. So with him saying that, I'm going to go with the pole dancers are going to fucking beat the fucking shit out of B-Pups and his fucking Blue Bear. No, that's not him. That's Ice Cream Truck. Whatever the fuck his team name is with the fucking poles. Blue Liner.
Yeah.
Talking about Lockton's team. I don't know their team. Yeah, the East Infections, all right? They're going to beat the fucking East Infection out of fucking B-Pups with the poles that the Sesame Street pole dancers drip on. All right?
Did you get it out there? Did you get everything you wanted to say there, Yeti?
I think I got it out, what I wanted to say. Now I have my fiance sitting there staring at me with this dirty look like, what the fuck did you just say?
Hey, Yeti, smoke another one.
I would.
Anyway, so does that basically wrap it up for that series? If so, we can move on to
the AHL.
No, Thursday. We have a series on Thursday.
Oh,
and
we got a series on Thursday.
Yeah, we got the Blue Barracudas taking on Donkey Punch All-Stars. So that's Ice Cream Truck taking on Joey Stopa.
Where are they at in the standings?
Who?
Both those teams.
Joey Stopa's up the top. He's in first. Actually, no. He's in second. My bad. East Infections are in first now. The Blue Barracudas are in fourth with 18 points.
I'm going to say an upset. 2-1 upset.
You think so?
2-1 upset.
I don't know.
I'm saying it right now. 2-1 upset.
I'm going to go with the fan favorite here, and I think they're going to win 2-1, and there's going to be no overtime games.
Who's they? Yeti?
What?
You said
I'm going with the fan favorite here. Not the underdog, like little fucking Mike over here. I'm going with the safe bet, and I'm going to go with 2 games here, all right? No overtime games. Simple as that.
I don't know. It's gonna be a really close series. I can say that. Low scoring. We'll have to see if. Honestly, the thing is.
Listen here now. You're wrong.
If you're listening, basically all you gotta do is keep Jarosier out of the center of the ice, and you're good. That's basically all you need to do. If they do that, I can see Ice Cream Truck winning the series 2-1.
I think that's Sandy, though. Like, the more you focus on DeRozier, it's going to give Sandy a little bit more skating room. And you can never do that because as soon as everyone knows, and he's proven it time and time again, if you leave Sandy alone, he's going to burn you. And you're going to pay
for it. Sandy's a good player and all, but honestly, him and Jarosier do the same thing over and over again. If they can't cut through the slot, like they like coming from the goal line and cutting in front of the net, if they can't do that, they'll try a wraparound. If you block the wraparound and you clean the slot up and there's no one in, like none of their players are in the slot, you're good. They're not going to score. That's what my team did.
I'm going to have to agree because last season. I mean, I seen him play last season, and he doesn't know how to cycle well. He doesn't. He's just a one-trick pony.
All those guys do is cut the puck to the middle of the net and try going far side.
All I'm saying is this is a dual-headed dragon here, all right? If you focus on one more than the other one's going to burn you, and you're going to pay for it.
Ice Cream Truck team's got this. They're going to win the series 2-1.
You can't also forget about Joe Stowe. Like, a lot of people don't give him the credit he deserves. He is a fucking good player, and he will also burn you too. So I'm giving Joe Stowe's team here the series win here.
We'll see. Next season, we're definitely going to have to do like one of those little fantasy pools kind of deal. I mean, just to see who's right. We got to do it next season.
I wasn't wrong on my last show of predictions. I won't be wrong on this
one. You're going to be wrong now. Don't worry. Going on to the next series that we have is, we're going to the AHL because there's no more series until Sunday.
Wednesday. We got a Czech Orange versus Legion versus the Bleebers, Donnywood. Personally, I'm going to say after the thrashing my team has given Legion, he hasn't been able to bounce back against Jason Blaze's pussy-ass team. So I'm going to have to give Donnywood a 2-1 win.
Now, don't forget, too, Legion will be missing a player that was supposed to be in his lineup tonight.
That might go from a 2-1 to a sweep for Don. I'm going to keep it a 2-1. I'm going to keep it 2-1. Donnie has made some good moves to beef up his offense and everything like that. But I don't think Legion has what he needs to beat him now. I mean, he's still a little shaken up especially losing against Jason Blaze's team. I think that just put the nail in the coffin for him for the season.
No,
I think the Believers are going to win 2-1.
I see that too. And there's going to be no overtimes. I think Donnywood's team is just going to stomp all over Legion's team at the in game one. Legion's team will kind of clean it up in game two, and in game three will be much a more tighter game. But Donnywood will end up coming out with a 2-1 victory here. Yeti, what do you have to say?
I'm going to agree with you guys. And that's not very often that all three of us agree on a series.
No.
I think Donnywood's going to stomp over fucking Legion. If Legion's team could pull out the series win, I'll be surprised.
It'll be a shocker.
It will be. All right, next series we have Jason Blaze and the Winning Guys versus Airborne Infantry and the Puppy Monkeys. I'm going to have to say, with everything that's going on with Airborne, I'm sorry, Airborne, but you're going to get swept. I mean, like I said before, mad props for you sticking out this season. I know you're done with the season, but you're still trying. I've been reading your thread, your email post in the captain's thread. You're still trying to make a push for it. But with everything that's going on, I just don't see you being able to pull out this series against Jason Blaze. As much as I really want to go for Jason Blaze's team, Jason Blaze is going to get the sweep.
No, he's my Philly team. I'm not just saying this because, I will predict Jason Blaze will lose a series maybe in the future, depending on who he plays. Maybe next Monday, April 18th, when he plays Burning Mike.
But we'll
get to that in week 5. We're on week 3 right now.
That's week 4. Actually, no, that's week 4 and 5 because we played him. We play him back to back.
Okay, well, we're on week 3 right now, and I'm gonna have to give Blaze a sweep here too. Unless Airborne can just fix his shit and get his guys together and can basically control the squad, it's gonna be tough for him. It's gonna be a long season. As for Jason Blaze. The trade he made with Donnywood, you can tell, just improved his team a lot more.
Yeah.
Jeff Miller on defense. Blaze doesn't have to play net anymore. Doesn't have to play defense no more. Blaze can go back and play net. You heard it tonight that Blaze will be playing net for his series. He was blowing himself earlier as he's 2-0 in net. So
the only way I can see this series changing is if Airborne is able to get a hold of Tryhard and get him to play. And if a miracle happens where we get another waiver, another person to sign up in the league, and he is a golden egg, and he would go to Airborne right off the bat because he's now he's technically one man short now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he only has to find me. So, I mean, It would be interesting to see what happens by Thursday going into next week.
Fucking kids playing with my fucking iPhone, setting off my computer off the music.
Daddy, what do you have to say about Jason Blaze's series?
I'm going to go with what Pharrell just said. Fucking posers. No. Fuck. I agree. I'm going to agree with Mike on everything he's just said.
What? Say that again?
I'm going to agree with...
Mike's recording this right now with his phone.
Hold on. Say this one more time, nice and slow and loud and clear.
I am going to agree with Mike right now mainly because I was not paying attention to what the fuck he was saying.
Ah, there it is.
As I said, I'm getting blown up here on fucking by messages that I cannot talk about on the radio, unfortunately. But yes, I'm a little distracted. Sorry.
And then the last series we have on Thursday is yours truly, the Department of Justice, who is 9-0 for the last 9 games.
Zero Tango's going to win it.
Against the Skating Dead. Now, I got to throw this out there. If you look at the stats, if you look at all the goals we scored, it's been basically just a show. I mean, Dangles and I, we just it's like the Sedin brothers. It's like Nyquist and Zettenberg. It's just ridiculous as how well we just gel together. I mean, it's whenever he scores, I'm assisting him nicely. Whenever I score, he's assisting me nicely. But,
do you guys do the little flip pass like the Sedin's did?
We pull out all the stops. I mean, it's like I'm going in dangling and no look passing to him, and he's doing the same thing to me. It's just, it's amazing how well me and him just work together. It's been, and then having a great defense with Barry and Zebra back there, it makes it a lot easier for us as well. But this will be like a little retribution game because Screw swept us when we played them last time. Even though it was a tight series, we're looking to bounce back and continue our win streak. I'm going to say we're not going to sweep. We are not going to sweep. This is going to be, I think, two of the three games are going to go into overtime. But I'm going to say my team wins 2-1. With two games that go in overtime.
Actually predicting your series. That's the first.
Yeti's going to say that you're going to win this series, Mike. And we all know why I'm going to say this. Because my boy, Zebra Tango, all right, he's going to fucking light it up. They're going to come across the blue line. He's going to see them. He's going to fucking stick his stick between their legs. He's going to push them. He's going to do the good old Brian McCabe can opener on all those fucks. No one's going
to
get by him.
He's going to do the Gordie Howe.
He's going to.
For those who can't see me, I just threw my arm up as Gordie Howe.
He's going to be easy breezy skating man like Bobby Orr skating from his own end easily. Fucking going left and right, and boom, top cheese. That's what's going to happen in that series.
I tell you what, Zebra Tango, he's been magnificent on the right side of the ice. I mean, if there was a stat, if it showed stats for how many block shots that he puts up every game, I mean, he helps Trill out a lot. I would have to say he's probably blocked at least 50 plus more shots. So it's having him on D is great.
I think it's gonna be a fun series for you guys. I think in the NHL that would be, if we had it, that would be the series of the week. Anyways, I guess that pretty much wraps up the AHL portion too. We could just go on to a little bit plugins. First, I believe the new edition of Moose Magazine should be coming out this weekend, around there.
Yes, it should be coming out this weekend.
There should be some updates from, or some media updates in there. Yeti, I'll turn it over to you for the big announcement.
The other stuff? The big announcement. The MEC has promised at the beginning of the season that there will be an all-star game. Right, so yes, there will be an all-star game this season. There will be one for the MHL and one for the MAHL. All right,
do we know who the captain's going to be yet?
No, we do not know, but we do know that this is going to be based off of the statistics. There's going to be a little system placed. The media team, and there's a little all-star committee made that will be doing the voting. We'll be doing the voting and getting it all ready. But also, there's talk of, we're not 100% sure, if this goes well and is very successful, we might also plan a little cross-interleague challenge here going on with the winning teams from the MHL All-Star Game and the MAHL All-Star Teams. Be combined and play each other for bragging rights.
Yes, that would be great. I'm also trying to talk to the committee about bringing a World Cup series in our league. That would be I think it would be very interesting to see how well that does, U.S. versus Canada, since that's basically all we got right now. It'd be very interesting to see if we can. Like, we did have it before. I think it ran smoothly last time.
It may have.
I think we should try bring that back, like as like a cool down in between seasons and stuff like that. Like possibly like when the nearing the end of the playoffs and everything like that. Getting like a small little quick season of the World Cup going on, so people aren't just sitting around waiting for the next season. I'm currently trying to get that brought up, so we'll see how that goes.
And also, I want to give a little shout out again to Cracker Joe and Geno Snipes. They are promoting the league through their iRacing. They do it every Thursday night. They post the link, watch them, check them out. They win big money. It's actual real money. They race against like Dale Earnhardt Jr. and all that crap. So check them out. They're promoting the league on that. And so if you're a racing fan, check it out. Contact Cracker Joe so he'll stop bugging me about promoting this. Thank you.
Also, thank you, guys. That's a lot of great help. We need all the help. And this goes for everybody. Get the name out. Make sure before you even tell them, hey, come join up, kind of scout them out a little bit. See if they're douchebags or not. If they're not, we would love to have them. We really would. If they are, we don't want them. We don't want fucking cancer.
And also, Eric Cracker Joe just messaged me. The races they do promote moose races where they pay money out of their own pocket for the purse, have people race under the moose name to promote us some more.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. That's a huge help to them. So yeah, big shout out to them. But I just want to backtrack a little bit here. I want to go back to the All-Star game.
Oh yeah.
What do you guys think about this? Like, I don't know how they plan. I know that how the MEC is saying that they want to do the All-Star game based on statistics, but what would you guys rather do? Statistics, or would you guys rather have a vote on, like, out of the seven captains, have the community vote on two captains? Each captain has a team. And let's do this.
I feel that would be a fail because, again, we've done that before. And
in a lot of emails.
It's been always the quick thing. It's always the same people going into there, and they also want new blood in there.
Listen, the community is only voting for captains, but the MEC will grab the players from the league. Like, but what I'm trying to say is do it like somehow like the NHL does it, how they have at least one representative from each team.
Well, it might just end up being that way. You never know. Like, there might be just one representative from each team. This is a small league right now. Like, there's in the NHL, there's seven teams. So the odds are there's going to be a good chance a representative from each team is going to be there. But again, I do like the idea, but once they have an idea who's going to be in the All-Star game with the voting with the league, who's going to be the captain? I agree with that, but other than
I'm just saying, just have the community vote on just the captains alone. Because I know we've done it in the past where we've had the community vote on the entire All-Star team. That's a huge bullshit fail. Just have them vote on the captains. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, I can understand. I can even go with like voting with the captains and the captains draft the teams.
See, we've done that also in the past, too. That didn't really work out.
That didn't work out?
No,
because
the captains basically just choose their buddies.
That's true. And, okay, I can understand. Yeah. It'd be interesting how this does. I mean, because, like I said, I mean, before we have where the league completely votes all the All-Star players, and it's always the same people. It's always the same, like, the popular people, even though they're doing shit, they're playing like crap, they're not putting up numbers, they're still being able to be put in because they're friends with everyone in the league. And it just becomes a big, giant fail.
Yeah.
So.
Who the hell is playing music? Yeti?
Yeah? What's the background music we've been having the entire show that you haven't noticed until now?
Oh, I've been listening to, I've been hearing it. So,
also, guys, if you're listening, go listen, go to the forums, go to General Talk. Yeti himself posted a couple polls over there. One of them is media team member poll.
Who are you paying off to get those votes?
Yeah,
like,
whose dick are you fucking sucking
are you
to get everyone voting
affiliate?
For you? That is
I know
bullshit.
What you're doing. You're going down to Blaze's team and telling everyone vote my name, not Blaze. I'll call you up so you can place them in the NHL, and then you're telling your team you're going to pay him $5 each to vote for you. That's what it is.
For me, I can't help it if the community dislikes me.
No. This is what Fallen's doing. He's skiing down the sauna on guys right now.
Yeah, he is. He's going, oh, yeah, these are two more votes. Oh,
he,
yeah,
he's over there
boys,
picking for
grapes,
doing the pepper grinder on some guys. We all know your suck is a major dick.
Like my skater's name is Rob Ford, I can't help it but get those votes.
Okay, so you're pulling the whole sympathy card because Rob Ford just recently passed away. So you're saying your name's Rob Ford, so you're attracting his viewers or his fucking followers, and they're voting for you?
No one will ever be as good as Rob Ford was.
Rob Ford was a crackhead.
He was a good mayor.
No, he wasn't.
I love him as mayor.
So final thoughts or sayings, what do you got there, Yeti?
I think people need to fucking smarten up and grow up, not vote for like people
what?
Like Donald Trump and Rob Ford.
What other mayor would go to Mr. Sub, pay for your order, and then deliver it to your door? What other mayor would you have do that? No one. Exactly.
Okay. The thing was, I'm pretty sure he was on crack when he did that. All right?
John Tory would do that now? No, John Tory doesn't give a shit about the people. Rob Ford gave a shit about the people.
Rob Ford never gave a shit about the people. He took taxpayers' money, went to his fucking simoleon dealer, and he fucking bought all the crack until the simoleon dealer found out that he was fucking getting ripped off by Rob Ford, and then he decided to post all these pictures, and Rob Ford got caught.
Okay, we're just gonna end you right here. I can't do this over.
So, what's your final thoughts there,
Paul? Another little plug-in. I know I've been slacking. I really haven't had time to sit down and edit everything. I've got most of it done. I just need to commentate. But the top 10 should be out tomorrow. I have a series tonight, which I have to get ready for in about 10 minutes. So. That won't be coming out tonight, but it'll definitely be coming out tomorrow. As soon as I get home from work, it'll be my main priority, and it'll be out around, I want to say, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock.
Send me the rough copy, and I'll help with the commentary.
There you go. Hey, my plugins, first I want to say major shout-out to Yeti, yourself, and Fallen, both of you guys. You guys, if it wasn't for you two guys stepping up hardcore on this show, we wouldn't even have a show anymore. Grats on you guys for stepping up and again, and also paying out of your own pocket for this month for the airtime. And I know it's not cheap, but I know personally I say thank you for that, which
especially
goes back to the
– especially for the Canadians.
Yeah. But yeah, that falls back on the community. Hey, guys, listen up, everybody. We want to help out the league, make it grow. Help pitch in. We would love for some donations. We're not asking for like $500. If you can spare a dollar here and there to help out the radio show, it'd be greatly appreciated. We are paying, right now, Fallen, and yet they are paying out of their own pocket for this. So you got to give respect where respect is due. And I thank you for that.
This is how it is. Blog Talk is an American. So it only takes American currency, and as you guys know, if you're Canadian or even American, you'd know the Canadian dollar is shit. So everything is really expensive for us. And I remember before the season started, we went out to go set up Blog Talk and everything. I thought it'd be fine. I went out, got a $50 prepaid Visa card, $50 Canadian is only like $27 American. Blog Talk is $39 a month.
So yeah, we as a community, if we want to make this continue this, we all need to help pitch in for this. I mean, it's what we need to, it's what we used to do as a family, and we need to get back to that. Second,
a dollar a day goes a long way.
Yes, it does.
We don't have Global anymore where you can donate like $500.
Yeah, no shit. Like I said, a dollar. If everyone pitches in a dollar, that would actually cover the media for how many months? If one person, every single person in this league donates $1, that will cover at least like almost a year. So going back to point number two, it's up to everyone in this league to promote the league.
Don't bring douchebags in the league.
We don't want any more Fallens and we don't want any more Blazes.
Whoa, easy.
Easy.
You only want to say that if they're trying to bring in someone like, let's say Brown.
Oh, Atri, that douchebag sneaking back in. But
I'm in the chat room right now, and I see Amazing popped into the league or into the chat.
So did Drift King. I don't know if you saw that. Drift King popped back into the league.
Well, he was here last season.
Oh, was he?
Yeah,
and also, major shout-out to the Emmy, especially after how last night went between both MHL and AHL. Major shout-out to the MEC for really stepping up. I know you guys have shit going on at home. You guys have jobs and your own personal life, but hey, good job of trying to keep the peace and trying to get things rolling smoothly. I know it's not an easy job, especially after a revamp of a new season and the new league. I know it's not easy. Major kudos to you guys last night trying to get everything running completely smoothly last night. So with that, I'm to all my Typhoon Knights. I love you. That's all I got to say.
All right, Yeti, any final words?
Pretty much stay classy, Moose. Stop being douches if you're out there still. Don't be a douche. Smarten up. Behave. Grow up. And keep your sticks on the ice. If not, I'm going to find you out there. And you're not going to like it because I'm going to fucking make you pay. You're going to be in a pain of hurt.
The Yeti pain.
All right, guys, this is Fallen, Yeti, Mike, signing out. Moose fam, don't be soft.
Peace.
Said you want a little company, and I love it because the thrill's cheap. Said you left him for good this time, still if he knew I was here, he'd want to kill me. But it's time you met the real me. Filthy, but wasn't always will be. You pill me, feeling I'll still be. Your addiction, you can touch a prescription, but don't feel me. Now that you see my dark side, but like a mic check, you got one too. So when the sparks fly, we hit the flight deck and got strong. Like an ejector seat from an F-15. But tonight, we don't need those pills. It's the effects of each other, but we gon' film. Cause I will want your ecstasy. Yeah.
I only call you when it's high.
And every time he heard you, I heard you. Your soul did a cry on. And every time you find word who you turn to, he said he drove you to my arm. But don't you remember when I told you. I would never let down my guard and I hope you. Feel like dirt when I hold you. Cause is it really over? But you just want a little company. And you just really want a thrill seek. Said you left him for good this time. Bullshit, what'd your friends do? Spill beans?
or you just wanna be guilt-free and still creep. But these hills see from that POV, we can touch, but the only way you feel me is with a camera. Feel me?
You're nothing but a barfly. You got your sights set on the one who you run to, but I'm a far cry from what you might get if we come true.
So keep texting me, but at night, if you seek those thrills, what I expect to be. Cause if you cheat on him, it just means I will be the next to be your ex. So no complexities, just sex. And don't lecture me, just accept
that. I only called you when it's high.
Thank you.